Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. A bill passed by the Minnesota Senate increases the penalties for impersonating a law enforcement officer. Co-author Representative Kristen Bonner of Maple Grove was targeted on June 14th, but she was on vacation with her family.
This bill that we have today won't bring Mark and Melissa back, and it won't undo the damage that is forever in our hearts. But what it will do is make it very crystal clear that the men and women who proudly serve us in blue should never, ever be taken advantage of in this way.
The man charged in the killings of the Hortmans and the shootings of Senator John Hoffman and his wife was dressed as a police officer. The law would upgrade the charges to a gross misdemeanor or felony in some cases and increase prison sentences. Another bill passed by the Minnesota Senate renames part of Highway 58 in southeastern Minnesota in honor of a fallen first responder from Zumbrota. Senator Steve Drazkowski of Mazeppa says the officer-firefighter Gary L. Schroeder Memorial Highway
would serve as a lasting tribute to his dedication, sacrifice, and service to the people of Minnesota. It would also recognize the profound impact he had on our community and ensure that his legacy continues to be honored by future generations.
Schroeder served as a police officer in Zumbrota for 18 years and a firefighter for 9. A Chicago man will spend 14 and a half years in federal prison for transporting mass amounts of fentanyl and methamphetamine to Duluth. Prosecutors say 34-year-old Ezell Lucas managed a large-scale drug distribution operation from December of 2021 to February of 2024, targeting customers in the Twin Ports. And Minnesotans are encouraged to clean out their medicine cabinets for Saturday's Prescription Drug Take-Back Day. The Minnesota Timberwolves have a 2-1 playoff series lead over the Denver Nuggets following a 113-96 win last night at Target Center. Jaden McDaniels had 20 points and 10 rebounds and says they played strong defense and offense.
Us playing aggressive, like not letting them, one time they cut us off, not letting that just make us pass, just keep going, if making a second move on the defender and just playing in space. I'll say getting downhill and transition a lot helped, and then like attacking mismatches really.
The Wolves' defense held Denver to 11 points in the first quarter. Game 4 of the best-of-7 series is Saturday night in downtown Minneapolis. And the Minnesota Vikings' first-round draft pick is Florida defensive tackle Caleb Banks. The Purple selected 23-year-old Banks at number 18 overall last night. Banks only played 3 games for the Gators last season due to a foot injury. Rounds 2 and 3 of the NFL draft are tonight. This is MNN.